Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our monthly meeting. Before the meeting kicks off tonight, we have the forum, and we've got three speakers in the forum tonight. So because we do have the three, we will ask you to keep it to the 5 minutes, and to help you with that, I might just give you a bit of a wave when we've got a minute to go, so you can bring your talk to a conclusion. And then we'll start with Mr. Cleon Pearson.
Mr. Mayor, fellow councillors, or not fellow councillors, but prior councillors, I'd like to begin my submission by thanking you. This matter before you. My submission has five main points. The first one is the unpleasant level of smell, that such a project would generate an unacceptable level of smell to those residents in proximity to the feedlot. I stress the words would generate because this is already.
Please carry on, Mr. Pearson.
This is already a known quantity. A feedlot was operated at this address many years ago and had an unacceptable level of smell at that time. I see no reason why this one would not be the same. Stress on council infrastructure, point two. This proposal would cause increased stress on the only built to carry domestic and light farming traffic. An increase in traffic of itself brings problems of safety and of maintenance and cost, as Cooler Creek Road would then change from a minor road to a more travelled commercialised roadway, carrying an increased number of B-doubles and heavier vehicles. Point three, the degradation of the environment. I believe an earlier application for an irrigation system at the same address has been presented before. I feel with this, together with the feedlot, completely out of the question. It's an example of big business and big money exploiting our environment. Over my time here, I've seen the Cooler Creek change from a permanent watercourse to a semi-permanent stream, with large periods that is stopped running altogether. This valley has a very fragile infrastructure and biodiversity. It would be nothing short of criminal to grant irrigation licences and feedlots in this place. The natural infrastructure of our valley, both land and water, is geared to support a realistic level of usage, while at the same time leaving it the ability to regenerate and not regenerate. Point four, a drop in real estate values. Were this proposal to be granted, it would result in a drop of land and house prices to those wishing to sell, who are close to the feedlot lot and or dependent on the river for domestic and stock water. At some future time, we may have to sell and move out, and we would find ourselves at a very serious disadvantage. Point five, noise and dust pollution. In an activity of this kind, a certain level of noise and dust pollution will be present, over and above what is reasonable to expect in a purely residential and farming district. Given the right conditions of wind, this could become objectionable. This factor as well as all the foregoing objections, would have a large impact on the quality of lifestyle we have all enjoyed and rightly expect. In all of this objection, I have never used the words development proposal, as the word development intimates a certain element of benefit to the biodiversity of our valley and its inhabitants, when in actual fact, the hoped-for benefit of this proposal is to bring increased profit and wealth to those submitting the proposal, those who are already wealthy to become even more so. In actual fact, those living close to the influences of this proposed feedlot and the natural biodiversity of our valley would be the losers. We live approximately 4 kilometres from the proposed feedlot and are dependent on the creek for both stock and domestic purposes and would not welcome any such proposal. That concludes my submission. Have I overstepped my time?
Bang on, Mr. Pearson. Thank you very much for that.
I wondered whether I had time to ask a couple of questions.
Well,
not ones I'm expecting answers for.
The rules of the meeting are that the councillors can ask you some questions. Unfortunately, it's not the other way around, so we could...
I think I'll leave it there. And I want to thank you very much. You've been attentive. You've been good listeners. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Mr. Pearson? From Councillor Todd.
What was the go there before? They had a feedlot there, did they?
Speak up a bit.
Did they had a feedlot there before, didn't they?
Yes,
was it a feedlot
about 40 years ago, and we were there at that time, and I can assure you it smells.
Has that been licensed or not?
Oh, it'd have to be licensed. I'm sure it would be.
It was a big one, wasn't it? A big one.
I think
it
was bigger than this proposed one. How much bigger? I'm not sure of that. I can't.
Right, well, thank you, Mr. Pearson. And it was very remiss of me to not announce that Mr. Pearson was speaking in regard to item 20, a development application DA 11 2021 in regard to a feedlot. Our next speaker on the same item is Miss Ellie Cook.
I'd like to thank you for your service to the council. I know that you're coming near the end and that you've been asked to stay longer. Thank you. And hello to all the directors. So I'm finding it very difficult to breathe and speak with this.
Take it off while you're talking.
Can I?
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. So as you know, I'm speaking on item 20, the objection. I'd just like to reiterate, this is a lead on from my submission that I wrote as an objection. And in looking at the submission that was in the paper. We live in the Coolah Valley and the Valley of the Wind says it's a state significant wind farm approved by the department, the New South Wales State Government. And now you have before you is a DA for a feedlot less than 1,500 metres away from the residents. They propose that the smell will not offend. So I just put to you, councillors, would you like to live within 1,500 metres of a feedlot? This is a step 33, a hazardous and offensive development. And if there was one more animal allocated on this development application, it would trigger the EPA to apply and impose compliance and reporting and accountability. The submission that you received in your business paper is over 68 pages with another some 10 pages for the objections. Do you believe that you've had 4 days, is that adequate time to review all the pages in the detail of this DA? It's another question. From my short reading, because I haven't had the opportunity to fully digest it, what I found for the dispute resolution, there was only a way of offering a phone number and a contact for somebody if you had an issue, and that was to the proponents themselves. So it's really, somebody used this term, putting the fox in charge of the hen house, which may not necessarily be the appropriate thing on such a hazardous and offensive development. So who is accountable? How does this council know if they're operating with compliance? Who's going to be checking their compliance? Report. I've noted some errors and I've been corrected today that apparently the hours of operation are only referring to the construction phase and not the operational phase of the proposed feedlot. Also, there's errors relating to the rainfall, the watershed, and who knows how many other errors there are in that proponent. I picked up that the DPI noted that their submission did not account for the transportation of the required feed to feed the animals, and they have only allowed for feed to be coming off their place, where I could question how much feed they were able to feed their cattle within the drought, and that they had shipped in a lot of feed off farm to be able to feed those animals. So the DPI noted in that report they had not adequately accounted for the transportation of feeding those animals. In their report, they state odour management 2.16. As you know, as residents, we have not been privy to a copy of this proposal, so we don't know what 2.16 relates to in regards to odour management. They only say they've done a desktop assessment of the odour, which I don't believe is adequate. We require monitoring of this operation during capacity. Just bringing up compliance assurance, what's the appropriate conditions of consent that can be imposed to ensure compliance? This is a recommendation that you'll see that the town planner has said. So I can't see where it is that the level of compliance is, but you may need to investigate that. Has the council inspected the site to deem that it is now, in this day and age that we know about environmental sensitivity, site suitability? Has it been inspected by council? As the DPIE has also made a recommendation that you check the ponds. So the onus is back up on you, councillors, to do this as your due diligence. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ms. Cook. Any questions before you leave the podium there, councillors, for Ms. Cook? Not sure that that's been the rules, but if you wanted to come and you were up to speak next, Mr. McDonald, if you're going to take the opportunity?
Yes.
Yeah, well, welcome. So our third speaker, again on item 20, is Mr. Angus McDonald. Thanks, Angus.
Good evening, everyone. Yes, Angus McDonald, and I happen to be a neighbour of Mount Mill at Cooler, and... there's a major waterway that runs through the proposed area that has been omitted from showing waterways, highlighting waterways. And I don't believe this has been addressed correctly in response. Now, it is one of the largest waterways in that proposed area. And to say that it exists or show it to those who have to pass judgment on this, I find that it could actually, would that be considered as a flawed document? Also, I'm very concerned about the offensive odour that is going to be produced from this feedlot due to the the valley and the climatic conditions in where the cool air sits in the bottom of the valley, it will in fact entrap the odour, and we're going to have to put up with it inside our dwellings as well as our I'm very concerned about the environmental impacts that, particularly with the effluent discharge area. Now, I made comment in my submission that the slope that is in this area actually leads to this unmarked valley, which then flows into my property and across Cooler Creek Road and into Cooler Creek itself. Now, the belief in the response to my submission, it was stated that the water will actually flow to the east. But in my mind, the slope and the contours that are there actually lead into the major gully. And if it does it, if I'm incorrect, then the water would flow into the actual area of where the feedlot facilities are. Pass your own judgment. It'd be quite easier if there's any dispute over it. Take a surveyor out there and they can measure it. My concern is with the river, it is, as Cleon Pearson mentioned, it's not a permanent waterway. And with the extra nutrients and pathogens entering that waterway, when it dries back, which is quite often, to holes, the encourage algal blooms, which were, of course, as it is used for stock and domestic purposes, would in fact be poisoning the water system. I am opposed to this proposed feedlot.
Feedlot going on the same footprint as the old one?
I don't know where the old one was.
The old one ran from Henry Crouch's house back towards Cooler, along the side of the ridge and the top side of the road.
I'd like
old feedlot, is it still in existence that is dependent on the two land?
No, they pulled them down, Cleon.
They're along the main road there, all the pens up on the first jump up.
Oh, okay.
And behind that, at right angles to it, going up the hill with another line of
things. On the top side
ponds,
of the road.
Ponds are different than pens.
Because I was ponds. There at the feedlot the day Henry Crouch went broke. Used to do contract work for him.
Council, we might
started work at 7:30.
We might draw this to a close. Thank you very much, Mr. McDonald. And what I might suggest to the councillors, with your agreement, we might move this item when we open the meeting. We might move it from item 20. We might move it up to the first item of business after the mayoral minutes, so that these good people don't have to wait an inordinate amount of time to hear this dealt with. So we might move it to the start of the meeting with your agreement, councillors, when we get there. So that's the conclusion of our forum.
Just wait on a sec,
recording in progress.
Excuse me, Erin. Cody's trying to get in.
I've messaged Cody, but can you message him also and just let him know?
Okay, thank you for your forbearance, everybody. We'll begin with the acknowledgement. Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land at which this meeting is held and pays its respects to the elders both past and present and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present. Usual caveat at the start of the meeting, if we ask everyone to turn off their mobile phones. I was at a Country Women's Association meeting the other day and they have a fine of $5 if your phone rings, so bear that in mind, and also bear in mind that the meeting is being audio recorded and broadcast. Mr. General Manager, do we have any apologies?
Oh, we do, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Clancy has indicated he's unavailable for this meeting. I am aware that Councillor Shinton, he's also away but was planning on dialing in, and we have Councillor Brady online as well, and you can see him there on screen now. Welcome, Councillor Brady.
Councillor Brady, thank you. So can we have a mover and a seconder to those apologies, please? Councillor Capel, Councillor Lewis. I'll put that, we accept that apology. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. We move on to the confirmation of the minutes from our last meeting, which was the 16th of September. Can we get a mover and a seconder? Councillor Todd, Councillor Hill, thank you for that. I'll put that resolution. All those in favour? Carried unanimously once again, Mr. General Manager. Our next item, or our next thing to deal with, is disclosure of interest, pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary conflicts of interest. Do we have any this evening? Councillor Cable?
I have a conflict of interest on item 21, the feedlot, 21, 20, and 24.3 in the confidential.
Councillor, could you just indicate your conflict and whether you're going to declare that they're significant or not significant?
The 24.3 would be not significant, but enough to leave the room, I believe. And 21 is significant.
You too?
They're neighbours. I made an objection.
I think it's item 20.
20, yeah.
And the nature of the conflict in 24.3?
I sit on the nature, it's non-pecuniary. I sit on a triple C for another wind farm and potential land host for another wind farm.
Anything further, councillors? If not, I've got one for you, Mr. General Manager. In relation to item 16, it's a non-significant, non-pecuniary conflict of interest for myself in that I'm on the Finance Committee of St Lawrence's Parish, and I see that in item 16, St John's Church, Barradine, which is part of our parish, is receiving some money.
Thank you.
Can we have a move and a seconder to note those conflicts, please? Councillor Capel, Councillor Iannuzzi, the Deputy Mayor. All in favour? Carried. Thank you very much.
Unanimous,
Mr. General Manager. Yes. Moving on to the first couple of items, mayoral minutes.
Motion to bring forward item 20.
Right, so we'll do that when we get there. Happy with that when we do the minutes, mayoral minutes? Do those in. So item one, the mayoral minute, is the Mayor's Log of Activities. Formless travelled and expenses from 9th of September to the 7th of October. I might move that one if I could ask for a seconder. Councillor Capel. there any questions or anything regard to that, councillors? Pretty straightforward. If that's the case, I'll put the resolution. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Thank you very much. The second mayoral minute we have tonight, item two, relates to the Newell Highway upgrade here at Coonabarabran. Again, I might move that one if I get a second. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. We got any discussion on this item, councillors? Or would you like me to lead off?
I've got a question.
A question?
Have you contacted the minister with your concerns?
We have. We've sent letters requesting interviews with the minister. Yes, we have, yeah.
But to no avail at
this
point?
No avail at this point, yeah. Okay. And I will note, just while we're speaking about the minister, and this goes to the thrust of what I'm hoping to achieve here, the minister, Mr Toole, as well as being the minister for roads, is now being the minister for regional development. And the way I'm looking at this, I think we need to turn this proposed bypass into just being a road project into a project that can be significant for the development of this part of the Shire. And at the minute, it just appears to me that they just want to whack a road in cheap as they can and be done with us. And I think we need to broaden that to make the best of it for this part of our Shire. So hence my proposal here. What I'm looking to do is with your agreement, councillors, if we could get a small working group together to with the cooperation we've got, the likes of Mr Murphy and Mr Ty, who work with us, who could make some basic assumptions and some ballpark figures about what the alternative designs might look like, and we might be able to come up with some very targeted questions to the minister to say, well, were these other options looked at? Why didn't you cost these? Isn't this a better way to do it when you look at the whole cost of how it all could be done? And I think that we would, if we made use of a consultant who specialised in this type of endeavour, we could get a pretty good result for the expenditure of somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000. And I think that would be, in the context of what we're looking at here, I think that would be money well spent. I know there is some concern amongst councillors about the minute does say that I could appoint these people. No disrespect to anyone sitting around here. I just thought, with our time being short, next meeting is the last meeting for this council. Time is of the essence. So I, in your hands, we can, we have to get the majority to get it through, but that was the thinking behind that we've got one more meeting to go, and then there'll be no meeting in December. January's flagged to be meeting is not too significant. So there's no really, there'll be no mayor all of December and a bit of January. So I wanted to get the ball rolling. So that's the theory behind what I came up with here. But over to you, councillors, if you've got something. Councillor Todd?
I believe whoever's the delegate to the Newell Highway Task Force should be on this one too. Whoever it is.
Whoever it is, that's
I was going to try to talk when he goes to meetings.
Who has a recommendation here? Well, I think that's still consistent with point two, Mr. General Manager. Councillor Todd?
Got that.
I think your suggestion there is still consistent with point two, which the working group be appointed by the Mayor, who can assist with facilitating the above actions. And I take your point. That's a good point. So whoever is the delegate to the Newell Highway Task Force probably should sit on that. So. Yeah, so... That's right. We don't know who that will be in the future, but whoever that is, that should be. That's probably valuable inclusion. Anyone? Councillors? Councillor Nuzzi?
I'd like to speak in favour of the motion. We're changing council and we need some continuity to tie us over with respect to this important matter. We know at least three councillors are dropping off council. We don't know what the fate of the rest of us is going to be. We don't know who's running, who's not running. So I think what you're proposing takes the experience you've gathered over the last 5 years on this matter, at least gives some continuity to the community, continuity to the council management, and also will allow the next council to find its feet on this matter, because that's the other risk we run. If we get a drastically different council, they're going to need, that council's going to need time to get briefed. So I think this idea is in fact a good idea, and I'll be supporting it.
Lewis?
Mr. Mayor, I concur with what Hello says, taking into account that after two or three weeks' time, we're a toothless tiger anyway. But we do need someone keeping an eye on what's going on. At the end of the day, the federal government's going to do whatever the federal government wants to do, but we need to be well and truly out there looking at what's happening and trying to get the best result for our constituency. As long as the council or the elected councillors, so to speak, get a say and not be run by this committee, I fully back your recommendation.
I think everything could make that undertaking to you, Councillor Lewis, that anything comes back to the, it's got to come back to the council for approval. I think, the worst case is we lose the argument, but what happens when, if we do lose the argument and they get it wrong, well, we've just got a bypass, and we missed this chance for this, I don't know, once in a lifetime is probably, is that a bit trite to say, but it is a chance for some regional development, and I think if it's handled well, and we could some properly constructed arguments presented to the minister, and I said it is fortuitous that he has now just been appointed as the Minister for Regional Development, and that's the angle we'll work on. We're looking at this as more than a bypass. We need it to help the significant development of this part of our shire. So, I would commend this to you, councillors. Is there any further discussion on it?
Who would be the consultant?
Well, there's a few that I've just made a few phone calls today that there's a few people around that do this. Yeah, so that's where I got the ballpark figure of about 7 to 10. A bit of a niche market, but there are people who specialise in this very thing. So in my opinion, and I hope you agree, that we just need people with that experience in our corner so that we can make the best argument to get the best outcome. Councillors, I was just thinking, with the inclusion of the councillor on the Newell Highway, but just looking at sort of five people, I was thinking we'd have someone in business in retail, and someone in business in administration, someone in hospitality, someone from rural background who would bring in trucks and business skills, and someone with communication skills. So I think we can find all of those people here in Coonera who would be able to liaise with this consultant, whoever that might be, and we can get a laser-like focus on where we need to be, and we'll be able to bring back something and show you that we're going to take off to the minister, should we be given an audience now that the COVID's starting to behave itself. Nothing further, councillors? I'll put the mayoral minute. All those in favour? Item 3 in the Merrill Minutes is relates to infrastructure contributions reform. And again, I can move that one. If we could have a seconder, Councillor Todd. I think the this is part of a wider push from local government New South Wales and our fellow councillors that the move that the state government is wanting is not the right way to go, that the funds that are raised in Warrumbungle get spent in Warrumbungle and so on around the state. Councillor Lewis.
Recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Pardon?
Yeah. So is there any further discussion, councillors, on this item? All right, well, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Now, councillors, back to item 20. Could I have, if you agree, of course, could I have a mover and a seconder that we move this item forward? Councillor Todd? Councillor Lewis? All those in favour? Moving this item forward to now? Councillors? We'd like to move item 20 up to be dealt with now. Got a mover and a seconder, so can we have a show of hands if you're in favour of that? Carried unanimously. Well, just
Also noting, councillors, that Councillor Capel has left the room.
Okay. So we're up to item 20 at the minute, a development application DA 11-2021 in regard to a feedlot. We have a recommendation. Councillor Iannuzzi.
I'd like to move that this item be left on the table for a month, and if you like, I can explain the reasons for saying that.
Yes. Okay. Please do.
Mayor, if we leave it on the table for a month, the council can't vote on it.
Council can. We do go into caretaker period, but the caretaker period relates to three things. I would imagine that you're saying that this is a controversial development application. There is threshold limits in relation to that, and Ms Ryan, it's my understanding it doesn't meet those threshold limits.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
And Mr Mayor, just for the sake of clarification, can we, rather than say leave on the table, can we say defer it until the November Council meeting?
That's fine.
So would you like to speak to that, Councillor?
Yes, I will. There are a few things that concern me about this matter. We don't want to be dismissive of significant developments that can bring money and jobs to the area, that's for sure. However, tonight in our public forum, we've heard some, I think, very passionate objections, and I think they're objections with some validity, and I think they're worthy of proper consideration by councillors. I also take on board that the attachment relating to this development only came to us less than a week ago. It is a substantial document. I think it warrants appropriate reading and consideration. And also, I think many councillors, if not all councillors, should be given the opportunity to visit the site in order to reach a more correct decision, be that to approve or not to approve or to suggest modifications to the DA. So I think if we make a decision tonight, we're not giving either side of this matter the due diligence that I think is required of us.
I agree wholeheartedly. Councillor Lewis?
Mr Mayor, if it had been put to the vote tonight, I was going to vote against the development, because I do know the site and know it very well. I used to contract for the bloke that run the feedlot there, and it is very close to the river. I'm not against the concept of a feedlot, don't get me wrong. I'd love to see development and employment and so on and so forth, but that particular site is too close to the river, it's too close to the watercourse. The road's inferior for the traffic you want to put on it. There's a lot of arguments there that we haven't got proper answers for. That's why I would have voted against it.
The trouble is we know nothing about the site, most of us. We haven't seen it. I wouldn't have a clue where it is.
Well, I think that's a good reason. I think a tour of the site could be organised.
Yes, certainly can, yes.
And I think that's a sensible next step forward. As we all know, if we've read all the way through that report, it's certainly weighty reading, and it takes a bit of taking in. My sentiments are very similar to the previous speakers. Our family, we make our living breeding cattle specifically to go to feedlots, and so we're not against the principle, but I would think, as the Deputy Mayor has said, a decision tonight would be premature. I think we need to actually have some boots on the ground down there and have a look at the lie of the land and take it in properly. So, would we have someone to second? Councillor Iannuzzi's, Councillor Lewis, thank you for that. Any more discussion there, councillors, on this decision?
When could we go and do it? The day of the community meeting in Cooler, possible or not?
I do.
For you, Mr. Mayor, I'll have to work through that and I'll let you know.
I was suggesting Councillor Todd. I was thinking we might be able to. There's a road issue down there too. We might be able to swing by that and have a look while we're on the go. So, how does that read now, Mr. General Manager? What we have now is that item 20, development application DA 11, 2021, feedlot be deferred to the December Council meeting. November Council meeting, I beg your pardon. And we need to write in there about the on-site inspection, or we'll just take those read. Very good. Well, I'll put the item as amended there, councillors. All those in favour of the amended resolution? Unanimous, Mr. General Manager. Good. One, two, three. Good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So if we move now to item 4 on page 13, which deals with councillors' monthly travel claims. Could I have a mover? Councillor Todd. Seconder, Councillor Hill. Thank you very much. Usually pretty straightforward. Are there any questions or comments?
There's only one thing, that some of them there are two meetings, not one.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Councillor Todd. I'll put the recommendation there. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item, item 5, Council Officers' Christmas Closure. We have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Capel. Councillor Hill, thank you for that.
For you, Mr. Mayor, can we make sure the public is aware what's open and what's shut, and including the Service New South Wales component? Thank you.
We'll get some media onto that. Thank you, Councillor Capel. And reasonably straightforward. Councillors, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item six, deals with returns under section 4.21 of the Model Code of Conduct. And it deals with disclosing of interest of councillors and designated persons. I'll get a mover. Thank you, Councillor Capel. Seconder? Councillor Lewis, thank you for that. And, as it just deals with the tabling and disclosure, I think we'll... there's nothing much to go on here. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item is the Council Resolutions Report. Can we have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Cable. Councillor Hill. Any queries about this one, councillors? Well, I have a couple here. 522122, which is basically dealing with the development of a strategy for the development of Reservoir Street. Have we...
I'm 52, was it, Mr. Mayor?
52.
Off the top of my head, Mr. Mayor, I think we're waiting for some information to come back from some councillors in relation to part of that.
I got the wrong one there.
That's actually a rescission motion.
Yep. With the rescission, then we had the new motion, which was to contact the real estate agents and develop...
The last note there is no further advice at this stage, but I also recall that there was some information to be supplied by some councillors about some items in that as well.
I think that was a previous iteration, I think, that one. So I was just checking on...
Yeah, but no further advice at this stage.
Anything else, councillors, in regard to this? All right, well, I'll put the recommendation that it be noted. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item eight, deals with the Community Services Expo that was to be at Coonabarabran. Thank you, Councillor Lewis. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. There's a recommendation there with some options. Does anyone care to speak on this item? A good one. So, if there's nothing further, councillors, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Penalty?
Sorry.
Carried unanimously. Item 9, investments and term deposits for the month ending the 30th of September. Get a mover and a seconder. Councillor Capel. Councillor Hill, thank you for that. Any queries or questions on this item, councillors? Like the good old days when we're dealing with funny banks and funny locations, all big four and stuff now, it's a bit more straightforward. If there's no questions, councillors, I'll put the recommendation there on page 29. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 10 is our next item that deals with the Next round of regional road transfer and road classification review. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Councillor Capel. It's a... subject with many twists and turns, councillors. Any questions in regard to this?
We are on item
10 on page 30. Councillor Hill. Yeah. Moved by Councillor Todd. Seconded.
Yep, it'd be good to do the tour of Wheeler Road up because it.
Sorry, Councillor Cable.
So, are we getting any feedback at all from the department over why they didn't take on as many as what everyone expected in the first round?
No, not any feedback on why.
So it makes it a bit hard to spend a lot of resources and time on this again when you don't even get an inkling of their thinking, is my issue with the department. And
there's a number of issues within this, and the biggest issue for me is not knowing what the funding arrangements are going to be afterwards. And the government has been very silent on that, and we know nothing about where they're heading. So it's all been very, I suppose, secretive.
Makes it very difficult to make a decision when there's no feedback, no guidance. Do we know for the rest of Black Stump Way with Gunnedah Shire?
Well, we had a with a falling out's the right word, Mr. General Manager, with them over that, but you might...
It wasn't so much a falling out with Gunnedah Shire, but it was more a falling out over the process itself. And with that particular road, someone within the department determined that Gunnedah Shire would be the lead council within this particular issue, but did not talk to us about that. So I made representations to members of the committee, and I ended up having a conversation with the chair of the committee. And unfortunately, her name's just evading me for the moment.
Don't we have more K's than them?
But that was my point. Not only do we have more K's than them, but we also have a community, a larger community on that road than what they do.
It was the had two guest speakers at a country mayor's meeting that I attended last year, I think. In relation to this, one from the government, one from the opposition. And the government person said it was the best thing since sliced bread. Get hold of it, it's can't do any better. And the opposition speaker was, he said we should all be very wary of future funding and where this all might lead to. So anyway, we've got a recommendation there. Anything further, councillors? You want to speak on this? There was a recommendation there that we'll deal with. I've got a move and a seconder. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Just a minute. Item 11, the place name proposal for a reserve in Gordon Street. I'm looking for a mover. Thank you, Councillor Brady. Councillor Hill. Anyone wish to speak on this item, councillors?
It's pretty straightforward. I think the motion here and
I'll just talk on behalf of Brenda, who put the submission in. You know, she's very passionate about recognising the Martins being the contribution to the town of Arabran and to the Aboriginal community as well. So I'd like probably someone from council to actually speak to her in person as well, because she was the one that raised it.
Been on to us about that, Councillor Braden, and my apologies for not having organised that up till now. But we'll attend to that as quickly as we can. And now I think it is important that we recognise significant contributions for families amongst our shire, and we've got some place names and street names and various things around to note that, and I think this would be a welcome addition to that. So if there's nothing further, councillors, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Okay, our next item 12, deals with some upcoming truck tenders. Can we have a mover and a seconder here, please? Well, thank you for that. Councillor Todd, thank you. A downstream ramification from our ongoing, or hopefully proceeding in the rear view mirror, COVID situation and timing of elections and timing of orders and short stock explains all of this, I think.
And glaring holes in the Act.
Any discussion, councillors, on this item and the recommendation? Yeah. Councillor Lewis.
The Plant Committee be made aware of what the tenders were before the GM?
What will be the timing of this? I think that's the catch, isn't it? Will there be
some information for a decision as well? We can arrange that, Councillor Lewis. Yes.
Would that be placed into the recommendation?
I'll make a note of it.
Want that in there, Councillor? Were you happy with that undertaking?
No, just so long as the Plant Committee are well involved, even though not in an official capacity, but that we know what's going on, because at the end of the day, people ask councillors when they perceive there's been an error of judgment made, they don't go to staff.
All right, with that undertaking from the General Manager, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously once again.
Mr Mayor, in relation to item number 13, the Wokton Bridge tenders, Council has been provided with some additional information. I would like, if possible, to refer that to close Council, because the additional information that has been provided to councillors contains some commercial in confidence pricing. So
I'll second.
Odd. Councillor Capel.
Yep.
That sounds fair enough to me. Councillors, all those in favour of that? Unanimously. Thank you. So we'll move item 13 to the sealed section. Our next item then becomes item 14, the cooler water supply scheme upgrade scoping study. A mover and a seconder for this item, please. Councillor Capel. Councillor Hill. But once again, the amount of work that goes into reports regarding water and the amount of money that's been ploughed into the council's or the Shire's water infrastructure is really quite phenomenal. Any discussion on this item? Any queries? Councillors, well, I'll put the recommendation there. All those in favour? Once again, carried unanimously. The next item of business, 15, page 44, deals with the outdoor smoke-free area policy.
I'll move the recommendation.
Councillor Lewis. Yeah. Was that a second to Councillor Cable? Thank you for that. Councillors?
Any if no discussion one's policing on it, it's silly to have it.
Any discussion on this item? No comments? All right. Then we'll take up the recommendation there on page 45. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. That brings us to item 16, the Small Heritage Grant Program. Get a mover and a seconder for this, please. Councillor Hill. Councillor Todd. Any discussion on this item? None. I will put the recommendation. All those in favour? Once again, it's carried unanimously. Item 17 deals with the Warrumbungal Shire Community Heritage Strategy from 2021 to 2024. Can I get a mover and a seconder for this item, please? Councillor Todd, Councillor Hill. Discussion here, Councillor.
It's a motherhood document with no measures, no. Yeah. Just. No meat to it.
Right. Further councillors? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Did I see Councillor Brady? Carried unanimously. Next item of business, item 18, deals with the Rural Boundary Clearing Code. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Councillor Cable, any discussion?
I believe five
Councillor
metres.
Councillor Todd? Yep.
5 metres on the council ground's not enough because you can't get machinery down it, you can't get a vehicle down it. It should be, I believe it should be five. And any timber that's pushed out on this road reserve should be pushed into private land to be burnt.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd probably refer that to Tech Services. Historically, it's been 3 metres, so if you're looking for 5 metres, that's up to the Roads Authority.
I tend to agree with Councillor Todd's observation because the machinery that would be clearing it these days is going to have a blade that's bigger than 3 metres. So we need to deal with current realities, or modern realities, possibly. So what would be the process there?
For you, Mr. Mayor, that has no bearing on the code. That's an in-house decision by council with Roads Authority Tech Services, so that would fall to them. But the code does not refer to that measurement at all. It only refers to the 25 metres and other matters.
More for fencing than it is for bushfires.
And we can order that.
Three, Mr. Mayor. As far as I'm concerned, we can certainly consider increasing it from 3 to 5. I don't have a particular issue with that. I don't know about that one, but I'd certainly be having a conversation with the landowner, yes.
I know one lot of PP board, they pushed it out, and there's a little spring over that if they pushed it through the fence.
Are you happy with that undertaking to look at that, to move it out to 5 metres, Councillor Todd? Very good. Any further discussion? That not being the case, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Councillor Todd? Carried unanimously. The next item deals with the draft Warrumbungal Section 7.12 contribution plan. Mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Capel. Councillor Hill. Any questions or comments in relation to this item, councillors?
How often is it actually reviewed? Is it once every 4 years or...?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it should be done quite regularly. This one is a bit long in the tooth. 2009, I think, was when it was first done. So, it should be done regularly. I would suggest, at least every 5 years they should be looking at it.
And is there a report against it? Because many of the items, hopefully, will get some funding. We've got submissions currently in, so I think it needs to be updated. If somebody goes to look at it, there should be a column that states what's been completed from this list if somebody goes onto our website to look. There's no point having it there with no detail if something's being done.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I don't believe there's a register that shows what's completed, but there's certainly a register of how we spend it, so and what we receive in. Probably not as simple as what you're explaining. It's probably a bit more in depth than that. So, yeah, there is definitely tracking and records kept, absolutely.
Just if we get the money out of the funding buckets and it's done, at least then the people know it's finished. They can look at the others.
Agree, Mr. Mayor, that's a good point, and it's not picked up in this report. Yeah.
That's something you might be able to help us with there. To upgrade the reporting standards to. Anything further, councillors? Put the recommendation that we have there on page 56, I believe. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. 20 is done. Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Our next item then becomes item 21, the Inland Rail Update Report. I'm going to move in a second. Councillor Todd and Councillor Hill, keen to go there. Any comment, questions on this, councillors? Councillor Todd?
Where they've got the fencing, they've told us they want to put a 7 line in to join up it. Put an 8 line up because it's a boundary fence and 7 line ain't. Costing of the sewage to Barradine Showground, and I think we should look into that again, because I think $850 a metre is too dear to put a sewage scheme in.
We've got
it's only going to cost $2.2 million to bring it down from Tymore Dam. It's going to go across rivers, across creeks, through rocks, over hills. And
actually, not coming from Tymore Dam.
partway along. I can't remember the exact distance. Yeah. We'll come back to you on what the distance.
Across creeks and gullies and
yes, it does.
Over rocks. And I think we should look.
We have an undertaking for that to... We have an undertaking for to have another look at that, councillor.
We also need to get feedback on why the Better Building Regions Fund was unsuccessful before we resubmit anywhere.
I'm sorry, councillor. It was Councillor Caper was just saying that it would be good to get feedback on why the Building Better Regions application in regard to the sewerage at Barradine was unsuccessful, so that that could guide and shape our future applications and hopefully make them more successful. Anything further in relation to this item, councillors? So I'll take a conversation I had with Councillor Capel before the meeting on board, and we'll endeavour to move to your suggestions. That's for
lobbying.
I'll make moves in that regard. Anything else, councillors? All right, well, if that's the news in that report about where things are up to. If there's nothing further, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Gentlemen, so we've got everyone unanimous except for Councillor Iannuzzi, who was not present during the conversation and doesn't want to vote. Thank you. Next item 22, development applications. Can we move in a second, please? Councillor Hill, Councillor Capel, thank you very much. Straightforward, no complications, no questions, no queries. That being the case, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, Mr. Gentleman. Yeah.
And just for councillors' attention, Councillor Shinton has joined the meeting.
Oh, welcome, Councillor Shinton. Our next item, item 23, is a notice of motion moved by in regard to vacant building blocks from Councillor Todd. We have a mover. Thank you, Councillor Todd. We get a seconder for Councillor Todd. Councillor Lewis, thank you very much.
The reason I put this up, because you can't, there's blocks of land. People are trying to buy blocks of land and can't buy them, and people don't want to sell them, but if they knew the price they could possibly get from them, they might sell them. And I believe we should try and push it a bit in the media to try and get people to put them blocks on the market. And there's also government blocks and council blocks that could be possibly sold too, that sitting there doing nothing.
I think the... should be personal contact, Councillor Todd, or the advertising is council reaches out with advertising. Like council, you've got councils contacting the owners, but you think council could reach out via advertising rather than, is that the way you're talking about contacting?
I think something in the paper to tell them that people, if they've got a block, they might want to sell it. Well, half blocks, there's plenty of blocks with two or three blocks in them, and they could obviously be able to be just subdivided.
Media around that?
Yeah.
OK. Councillor Lewis?
Mr Mayor, I'd concur with what Councillor Todd's saying, but one thing that is always overlooked at our rural villages, like Neilrex, Wittalabar, Yulamambra, Kennebri, there's heaps of spare blocks there, but no one can go near them because of native title claims. And the argument is every time someone asks about it, oh, it'll take too long, it'll take 10 or 12 years or whatever, but if council were to start that process in motion, every day that passes is a day closer to that land becoming available. Take in consideration that a vacant block of land sold in Neilrex just in the last couple of weeks for $12,000. That land's worth a lot of money. And it's just sitting there doing nothing. It's not attracting any rates. It's not doing us any good. We get pulled into gear if it becomes overgrown or needs cleaning up, but we can't do nothing with it. In conjunction with Dennis's proposal, why can't we start that process to eliminate native title, make those blocks available for sale? It might be, as I said, 10 years down the track, but in a month's time, it'll be 9 years, 11 months and 3 weeks.
So this is council-owned land you're referring to there, or Crown land you're referring to there, councillor, that would be
I had a complaint this week about a dangerous tree on an unformed street in Neilrex, but it's an unformed street, but it's still council's responsibility. We've got to go out and do the work, but we're getting no dividend for doing it.
To help me understand a bit better, councillor, so the land you're talking about being subject to claim, that would be Crown land. It wouldn't be private land.
It is Crown land at the moment, but it's got native title claims on it. And it is planned. Neilrex was planned in 1914. The maps are there, the blocks are there, but no one can touch them.
They're pushing regional development, yet that's a hindrance in many communities.
Deputy Mayor.
It's also a role for the real estate agents to be pushing this along. Maybe we can have another meeting with...
Good idea, Councillor Minuzzi.
As I mentioned to you earlier, a lot of these are owned by other government agencies as well.
Is that the scope for on the way forward there with in relation to Councillor Lewis's concern?
One more crack, sorry. Given we've got the community consultation meetings coming up, I think some community awareness is also in order. If we raised this matter, namely there are many vacant blocks, some are privately owned, some are not privately owned, and simply raised awareness, it may get conversations going about the need to address this in the communities, and we could be surprised as to what happens.
Great point, Councillor.
I know there's people in Barrabeen trying to buy blocks and can't find one.
A lot of people, if I may, a lot of people just don't know how it works, and I think we still have a lot of work to do as a council in terms of getting people's literacy up in terms of governance and just a way of doing things. And you know, they can come to us, of course, as a council, but if we make them aware that they can go to their local real estate agent and get these conversations going, you'd be surprised what can happen.
Power of advertising. All right, we've got some... Any further discussion, councillors? That's good. Some good stuff out of there. All right, well, I'll put
I'll put Councillor Todd's notice of motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. The next item's 24, to be considered in closed council.
Now, Mr. Mayor, these items can be moved by councillors in block, but before any motion is moved, just a reminder that item 13 has been referred to closed council, and that would be referred under 10A2C of the Act. So does council want me to go through those one by one, or in...
Not at all. Block. Not block. At all. On block, we're going to move it, Councillor Capel, Councillor Todd. I'll put the recommendation that we put those through on block. All those in favour? Carried unanimously.
So. Mr. Mayor, the opportunity now exists for those members of the public who are present to come forward and express their concerns as to why council should not go into closed council.
That's not going to happen because they've already vacated the room.
So, Mr. Mayor, there's a further recommendation there that council now go into closed council.
We'll get a move in a second to that effect. Councillor Iannuzzi, Councillor Capel, all those in favour? Carried unanimously. And I do believe that means there's no members of the public. We can remove our masks now.
That's my understanding.
Well, that's my understanding, so let's do that.
Thank you, councillors. Just returning to open council, having dealt with the items that were referred there, in relation to item 24.1, the Organisation Development Monthly Report, the resolution of council was that the Organisation Development Monthly Report be noted for information. 24.2, Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report, the resolution was that one, that Council 1, note the advice and endorse the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project. 2, rescinds its previous decision, minute number 68-1920, and considers its position for future of the development that is consistent with the findings of the Supreme Court of New South Wales, including the rectification and remediation of the units once a decision is made. And 3, authorise the delegation as outlined under the subheading of authority within the report. 24.3, Valley of the Winds Wind Farm. The resolution was that Council 1 notes the information contained within the Valley of the Winds Wind Farm report. 2, enters into discussions with UPC/AC Renewables Australia on the draft voluntary planning agreement for the Valley of the Winds Wind Farm. And 3, delegates authority to the Mayor and General Manager to conduct negotiations with UPC/AC Renewables Australia. And in relation to item number 13, the Wokden Bridge tender evaluation, the resolution of council was that 1, council rejects all tenders for the Wokden Bridge project on the basis of insufficient funding and resolves to enter into negotiations with any person, whether or not the person was a tenderer, with a view to entering into a contract in relation to the subject matter of the tender. The council is satisfied of having undertaken a joint process, there would be little benefit gained in inviting fresh tenders, and subject to securing additional funding, the council believes that through negotiation a positive outcome can be achieved. 2, the general manager is authorised to seek additional funding from Transport for New South Wales to facilitate the ability to award a contract for the replacement of the Wokden Bridge. And 3, the general manager is authorised to accept a tender for the replacement of the Wokden Bridge, subject to council's commitment to the project capped at the R2R contribution of $180,000.
That, Mr. General Manager, so thank you to everyone tonight. I'm sorry it turned into such a marathon, but thank you for your participation and cooperation and your input, and travel safely home and keep well until we meet again.